Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you like adventure? Our guest today has taken it to a whole new level. His life, in fact, is characterized by daring. Swimming with sharks and dolphins, he's paddled his tandem board across the treacherous 30-mile channel between the islands of Molokai and Oahu, and surfed on four continents and even more oceans throughout his career. He's twice run with the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, once on the bloodiest day in its history. He's a licensed pilot, and he skydives. He holds the very rare ninja black belt and has pedaled his bicycle coast to coast across the United States to raise money for lupus research. When you live at this level, this pristine level, there's got to be something more, deeper, that keeps the drive alive. And that's why we're here today, talking about the deeper levels, deeper to go higher, and deeper in the spiritual realm, really, deeper in relationship to God. That's why we're here, to lead you, my friend, to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know how much He loves you. That He knows you. He knows you so much that He would send people, even in studio like we have today, to reach you with a message of hope in Jesus. Jesus, who loved you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash yours and mine, and our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ, calls you to Himself at this very moment. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you say, "Yes, Lord, I need you. I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. Take control of my life." Would you say that? Is that your heart's desire? Oh, we hope so. We hope so. So the Lord sends today Bear Wozniak. He's a 2-time Masters World Champion tandem surfer. He's featured in TV's Clean Break reality adventure series and posts weekly podcasts, blogs, and video logs at bearswave.com. Bear also hosts a weekly 1-hour adventure cast series featuring fellow adventurers sharing their inspirational moments of victory and wipeouts. He's licensed in scuba and enjoys being a well-rounded waterman, sailing, spearfishing, distance paddling, and surfing his outrigger canoe. He's the author of Deep in the Wave, a surfing guide to the soul. He lives on the beach in Waikiki and is married to his Swedish bride, Talin, and is the father of 4, Fawn, Jeremiah, Shane, and Joshua. Bear, welcome to our show.
Wow, aloha. That was a long introduction.
Where did you grow up, Bear?
I was raised in Santa Cruz, California. Cold water.
What was it like growing up there?
Yeah, you know, I'm 60. I turned 60 this year, so I was a child of the 60s. Hmm. And that was the hippie capital of the world, Santa Cruz, California. Okay. But, you know, it's interesting because I was never drawn to that lifestyle. I wasn't drawn. I mean, there's LSD and marijuana and all that culture all around me, but all I wanted to do was just go surfing. So I think the surfing kind of kept me away from that culture. My parents were scared. They're like, all these surfers are like rebels, you know, and you shouldn't be hanging out with them. So I'd have to sneak down to the beach to surf. And they didn't realize, well, everyone was out staying up till 2 in the morning partying. Surfers were getting to bed early so we could get up at 6 o'clock and get the dawn patrol, you know. So, yeah, left Santa Cruz, but very, very cold water.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I would say my mother and my father. There's no doubt. My father was an educator. He was actually became assistant superintendent of schools. Before that time, he was a basketball coach. Very motivated, very goal directed, very encouraging me. I just remember when I was a young guy, he said, "You know what? I read a book. I forget the person's name." But he said he wrote down a list of 100 things that he wanted to do before he died. And that really inspired me. So I started making my list. And my list, I've done maybe most of those things, but my list is still longer than 100 items. Well, and then later, when I was in college, the whole family went through a real deep conversion to the Lord.
People refer to their bucket list.
Yeah.
I mean, it's come after the movie Bucket List.
Yeah.
But I look at what you've done, you have lived and sort of checked off, I can see, these things on your bucket list.
Yeah, you know, God, we had Luke Rogers on our Fox show, Clean Break, and he said God has a great story for each of us to live.
Mm-hmm.
And living the abundant life is part of that, is just to enjoy this world. You know, God created, and he said it was good. And so to enjoy the abundant life that he has for us here. But it's more than that. I always tell people, you know, the most radical thing you can do in life is abandon yourself to the adventure of God's will. And this morning while I was praying, I felt like the Lord gave me a job to do for the next 30 days. And that was that every time I said the word God's will, I should substitute will for love. Because really that's all his will is just love for us. So the most radical thing you can do, like in my book, Deep in the Wave, my son Jeremiah's getting towed into a 70-foot wave outside alligators. And you have to abandon yourself to that wave when you drop in like that. But what God really has for us is just, if you just abandon yourself to his will, or like he told me to say, his love, if you just abandon yourself to that, that's radical. That's by far the most adventurous thing you could do. That's much more radical than jumping out of an airplane or getting in a shark cage or swimming with sharks. You know, God has a great, I mean, think about it, the God of the universe, you know. I mean, since we've been talking, we've flown maybe a million miles through space, you know, on our little bitty planet. That God is calling us to a great adventure, and that's just to abandon ourselves to his will, or as he told me today, his love.
You have a depth and fluidity in your expression that really flows out of your heart. There's a spiritual sensitivity that's obvious. Your spiritual background, how did you become a Christ follower?
I think, well, in my book, I kind of go through that journey, deep in the way of this book that came out a year ago. I just remember, I mean, God has put a God awareness in all of us. I mean, the very fact that until really only the last couple of hundred years, there was no such thing as atheism. Everyone always believed there was some sort of God. I mean, God put that in us, and the reason why is because it's an invitation to us. It's the very fact that he put that in us gives us the hope that he wants us to know him. You know, that he put that sense of wonder in human beings. You don't have that sense of wonder in a dog or a cat or any other sort of animal, but human beings have this sense of awe. And I started that way. And I remember praying and feeling like my prayers were bouncing off the ceiling, but I did it in a religious way because I wanted to please God, maybe in some ways appease him. I really didn't know him that well at all. I knew about him. I didn't really know him when I was younger. But yeah, I had this draw to go deeper with God. And I just remember getting into college and going, you know, I remember I'd been a righteous guy. I had never been drunk, didn't have sex before marriage. You know, tried to do the right things. You know, I worked 2 or 3 jobs, pay my way through college. But I was getting to the point where I kind of came to the end of myself. I was like, is that all there is? I had just taken, I'd really fortunate, I went to Baylor University. Here I am, a young Catholic, okay, raised a Catholic, going to a Baptist university.
Mm-hmm.
That was a culture shock. Coming from Santa Cruz, hippie capital of the world, to Southern Baptist, Waco, Texas, you know, the heart of Texas. That was a culture shock. But going to that college, I took a philosophy course that we went through all the great writers. And there's only a dozen of us in the class. We sat around this great big oak table and this, you know, those libraries that smell of books and are so rich. And And we went through all those philosophers, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, all the way up to Kant, and all those Confucius, everyone. And every one of them seemed so good. Until at the very end, it was like, nah, that doesn't quite fit it. So I became somewhat disenchanted. And then I pursued martial arts, thinking, well, maybe in the Eastern sort of religions, I would find a solution there too. And it was like, no, that's not it. And then I just remember my mother invited me to go to a prayer meeting. Now, that sounds really boring. It's a Catholic charismatic prayer meeting. And I said, you know, I don't know if I want to go, Mom. It's a Tuesday night. I got a lot more important things to do on Tuesday night. She goes, well, there's a couple cute girls there. And then she goes, by the way, I'll buy you a pair of blue jeans if you come. So all you moms out there, pray for your sons. By the way, we really have a heart for these young men. So I went to this prayer meeting, and when I went there, you know, it wasn't led by the priest or the nuns. They were there, but it was run by the lay people there. And I remember there was a rocket scientist there, which gave me some sense that maybe these aren't just knuckleheads. But when they prayed, they seemed to feel like you could see that they were having a communion with God. You could see that they were experiencing God. And I remember I went up to them and I said, I really want what it is you have. And they said, well, we will pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I said, good, let's do it. And they go, no, you need to think about it. So I loved this because it wasn't an emotional like, hurry up, let's get you jazzed up, let's have you jump in when the emotions are high. It was like, you need to pray about this. You need to take a week, and you can read through the book of Acts, you can read the Gospel of John, but you need to realize that to do this is, that means you're surrendering everything. You're giving up all your desires, all your agendas, all your ambitions. You're surrendering your entire life to the Lord. So a week went by, and I remember I was reading and I was praying, and I went to this prayer meeting the next week, and I really respected the fact that they weren't trying to get me emotional. That doesn't mean that when the Holy Spirit's present, there aren't emotions. Of course there are. But there's emotionalism, and then there's the real presence of the Holy Spirit. And when I...
Where you're encountering, by actually witnessing people with a genuine experience.
It doesn't look like emotionalism to me. It looks like when they're praying, they're having a dialogue.
Yeah.
It wasn't like prayers bouncing off the ceiling.
You mentioned something about experiencing God. There is a hunger, a yearning in the hearts of people all over the world to experience not just sensationalism.
Right.
People tend to lean towards an experience of sensationalism as a means, in my observation, to get that authentic relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what they're they're wanting. Something that will last. Of course, sensationalism, feelings, they come and they go.
Mm-hmm.
You try to work them up. It can be very very carnal, very man, driven,
soulish,
to speak. But this relationship with the Lord is something that you hungered for, you yearned for when you began to see it. Someone today, Bear, as they're listening to your story, are sensing that. Maybe it's a titillating sense within them of, hey, this man is talking about something beyond. You know, and it's not just intellectualism, and it's not just emotionalism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just spiritualism.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship
mm-hmm.
with God. My friend, as you listen today, as you listen to Bear Wozniak sharing his journey of how he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, how God used his mother, whether it was through the interest in getting a pair of blue jeans or seeing a couple of females, but Mom did what she had to, so her son could experience something deeper and really to experience the Lord. So we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, more from an adventurer, one who has gone to the extremes. But it's not just one extreme, and there, I've done it. He has gone to the heights and the depths of many experiences In fact, in a way, his life is like one you would write about in a book, which he's the author of, and a movie, which he's on TV, he's in the media. His name is Bear Wozniak. In fact, to find out more about Bear, visit bearswave.com. Bearswave.com is the author of the book Deep in the Wave. He'll be back with more. That's Bear Wozniak. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you've probably seen it on the news. It's one of the most fearsome, exhilarating, crazy things that you would ever behold, you know, that takes place in Pamplona, Spain. And you see a bunch of, like, hundreds of men just running recklessly, or at least it looks like that, recklessly, of course, for your life, because you got a bunch of bulls that are running to gore you. What do? You got to hightail it out of there. And then that's what they do. Well, our guest today has been a part of running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. His name is Bear Wozniak. You're listening to the Good Life Warrior Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing that you're with us today, that we can share in this time of fellowship. And I believe that as Bear speaks, there's something that the Lord has for you to be distilled into your heart. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast in its entirety for free. That and other resources, again, TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Bear, what was it like running with the bulls?
Well, it's kind of funny because we surf an event in Biarritz, France, every year. We used to do it every year. It's such a great time because during the Bastille Day celebrations and 20,000 people watching us tandem surf at night, like 11 o'clock at night under the stars. But I challenged my friend, hey, let's go down and run with the bulls. You know, it's 90 miles away. We can get down there and get back before our first heat. Let's go. And everybody goes, yeah, let's do it. get up in the morning, start knocking on doors. Everybody's like, well, I got a cold or I got a...
In the morning, right?
Yeah, so I'm going down there basically by myself. I mean, I have people come with me, but I'm the only one running. Uh-huh. And we get down there at 7 in the morning or 6:30 in the morning, and everybody's drinking all night long because no sane person would run with 12 wild bulls, uh-huh. except for maybe me, you know? And my job was to be the guy that was the only one that wasn't drunk and try to find another guy that was wearing Nike shoes, because I figured if someone's taking this seriously enough to be wearing Nike shoes, maybe I'll hang close to that person. But it is pretty radical. I mean, you get down there, the streets are real slippery because the night before there's everything you could imagine on those cobblestone rocks. And the road is very, very narrow, and there's no place to run and hide. The doorways are 3 inches wide, the little you know, entryways to the doors. There's no place at all to run and hide. And so you get there, and you hear a gunshot, and all of a sudden six bulls come running, brown and white. They're bigger, taller than us. You know, they're big. They're bigger than a car. And they come running out. And so I'm looking, you know, I'm scared to death, and people are milling around.
How many guys are there?
There's thousands. Right. And, you know, they all look like waiters. They're all wearing white with the red little, sashes, right? And I go, what are all these waiters doing here, you know? But anyway, so it was definitely more dangerous than dropping into Waimea, because you have zero control over what's going to happen. And it has nothing to do with your skill or your agility or ability or anything else. You're just throwing yourself into this melee, you know. And so I saw this guy in Nike shoes, and I go, and he sees me, he's looking at him, he goes, so you ever run with the bulls before? And I go, no. And he says, well, I'm a local guy, I do this every year, I've done this maybe 50 times, so just stay close to me. And he said, and don't run. When everyone starts to run, wait till you see the bulls. Otherwise, you're just running away from them, right? A lot of lessons about life in that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so these brown and white bulls come up over the hill, and they start running down. And I'm waiting for him to give me the signal. And look at the bulls, look back at him, look at the bulls, look back at him. And I look back at him, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's taken off. So I'm running, and these brown and white bulls come charging by. And then there's these really angry six black bulls. These are the ones that are going to be killed in the ring. They are trained to be fierce.
And this is
angry.
A historical event that has gone on for decades.
Yeah,
1910.
Oh yeah, long time. Before? You know, back in the Hemingway made it famous.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So you start running down this hill, and as you run down the it turns to the right. So you come up a hill, run down a hill, it turns to the right, but it fades to the left, and that's where all the photographers and cameramen are, and that's where tons of people got gored, because you tend to run as fast as you can, so you fade down into that area. Mm-hmm. The idea is to take it slow and take it high and get around that corner, because the bulls are going to slip and slide into that area. So I was smart enough to take it high, and that's where we got killed. And you're running all the way down to the arena, and you go into the arena. But when I got there, the arena doors were shut, and I thought, I didn't hear the second gunshot that says there all the bulls are in the pen. So I'm kind of looking pensively around, and Ernest Hemingway, the bust of Ernest Hemingway, is sitting there looking around with me, you know. And then I see this river of people. Because what happens is people will say they've run with the bulls. They'll let the bulls all run by them, and then they get and they chase them, right? And they'll say, oh, I ran with the bulls. Like people that paddle out in Waimea never get out of the channel, right? So this whole horde of people came running, and here came two really angry bulls. And they sent 32 ambulances to the hospital that day.
Wow.
So it is.
That was the bloodiest day.
That was the bloodiest day in history of Pamplona. Mm-hmm. No one died. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty gnarly. And then I did it. And, you know, the thing is, this is what's stupid. Then I did it again. You know, after doing that once. So the next year I went back, I did it again. You'd think you'd learn your lesson.
I like the way, see, you're not just a crazy man. You're an adventurer. And there's a technical way where you go about things. You think it through, which to me would be a true adventurer has to. They want to be alive for the next adventure.
Yeah, the first time I paddled out of Waimea, right? I sat in the channel a long time, and then I'd paddle out to the peak, and then when the set came, I'd run back to the channel and finally kind of figure out how to do that, you know? And I think that has a lot to do with our faith, too. The thing that makes Christianity so unique, so different in the world of religions, is that most all religions leading up to Christianity were based on dogma, were based on faith. You know, you think about the Greek gods and all that stuff, and the Hindu, all that sort of stuff. It's just based on myth. It's just based on dogma. What happened in the Christian church was so interesting, because the early believers had faith and reason like two wings of the same eagle. You know, Paul was a very learned man. you know. And the early church fathers, Justin Martyr, you think of Irenaeus, you think of Augustine. The early apostles, the ones that came right after the apostles, and including people like Paul, they wore the philosopher's robe. So they really thought through the deeper questions. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. they didn't just, and it's a wonderful thing because God gave us a mind. He says, come, let us reason together. So for those of you that are out there rejecting God or rejecting Christ because you think it's just dogma, you know, wake up. Start reasoning. Start thinking through the deeper questions. You know, first of all, just, is there a God? Ask those questions. I mean, a Christian mind is open and free and able to ask any questions, not afraid of the answers because we have such a great confidence, you know, in God. So ask those kind of questions.
Well, and the common sense of saying, hey, I want to follow a guy that's wearing Nike shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and even though that guy took off, he didn't wait for you.
Well, follow me as I follow Christ, right?
So you have this, it's an intelligence, but your faith has a level of depth. And very often, depth comes from pain and struggle.
Absolutely.
How has the Lord helped you during some difficult moments?
I just want to share with people that, you know, Christianity is about dying to yourself. And dying is always painful. Suffering really is the real pathway to bliss. It really is the pathway to intimacy with God. Look at all the great saints. I mean, starting with the apostles, all that were martyred, you know. Suffering isn't just a shortcut to intimacy with God. It's really the only way. I mean, God does invade us, infuse us with his joy. He does. But there are seasons of great trial. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. When you have trial, when you have suffering, count it all joy. It breaks out that hard outer shell. It breaks it so the sweetness of God can break through. Mm.
How was it for Bear Wozniak? The depth, the struggle, the pain.
Yeah, well, I would say there's, in the book I go a lot deeper, but you know, my whole life, I really, really wanted to be a father and have children. And although I did my very best to, you know, provide for my family and did the best I could to be the father and the husband, my marriage fell apart after 20 years. This was 1996. And that was a great suffering. And you know what? It wasn't suffering for myself. It was suffering to see what my children were going through. Mm. You know, what a great devastation for divorce for those children. And but I learned something. I remember I went to the Catholic priest there and I said, I guess I need to resign from teaching confirmation classes. And he goes, well, why? What did you do wrong? And I found in that mercy, you know. And but I really had a difficult time praying for a couple of years, because how could God love me when I had failed him so much? And for the first time in my life, God's love broke through, because prior to that, I had lived a pretty righteous life, I think, by most people's standards. God kind of maybe owed me his love. I didn't really think of it that way. But when it came to the point of that reality check, I remember lying in the ground weeping. I used to hike every night up in the mountains at night under the stars. I remember Hale Bopp was out during that time, the comet. And I remember the night that my ex came back from where she had moved to and was trying to take my kids. I remember lying down on the ground weeping. I remember there being a puddle of mud basically beneath my face and weeping for my children, you know. And and in that brokenness, God's love really shined through, and he showed me that he loves me in spite of myself. He loves me. I don't have to hurry up, try hard and please him. I can just be a child in his arms and experience his love regardless of my failure. And he's not surprised that of my failings, you know.
It's important for you to share that today, as you are, because there isn't a day that goes by, there isn't a broadcast that airs, where some dear listener is going through a period, a season in their life where they feel like a feeling of unworthiness before God, the unworthiness of the love of God. So, Bear, when we come back, let's talk about what that means to them. Maybe you can share a word of encouragement to somebody who is in that very place. They're stuck. Maybe they had a relationship with the Lord before. They can't see from this vantage point how in the world it's ever going to draw them close to God. They feel so distant from Him and unworthy to be with Him. And for someone who doesn't know the Lord, but they're hungering, they're searching, they're longing, I believe the Lord sent you here to speak to them as well. When we come back, maybe a word from you. You're also their world-class tandem surfing champion. And there might be some insights you have with relation to God from that vantage point. I want to hear that too. Stay with us. We'll be back. Bear Wozniak.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Somebody today might be feeling, hey, Danny, you have no idea what I'm going through right now. My life is in shambles. My emotions have fallen apart. You know, I used to be a guy, or I used to be a woman who had a sense of bravado, the kind that you might have where you would stand in front of 12 wild bulls and let them chase after you and run away from them like our guest Bear Wozniak did. But sometimes in life, that bravado gets taken down bit by bit, and a certain level of humility, unlike we have ever known before, begins to open up in our hearts for things of God, relationship with God, that we deeply need and want and know, but we've never been open to it before. Perhaps you're open today because of brokenness, and that's a great place to be, really. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Our guest today, Bear Wozniak. Bear is the author of the book Deep in the Wave, A Surfing Guide to the Soul. A magnificent, life-changing book, Anthony Stefano wrote. He's a New York Times best-selling author. Melody Green, you might know that name, the wife of Keith Green. Well, Melody Green, the author, speaker, and songwriter, wrote, "Find out how one man enjoys the highs, embraces the lows, and survives and grows from the inevitable wipeouts." Whether you surf or not, this book will challenge you in the new ways to let go, dive deep, and give your all to God. Find out more about this book at bearswave.com. Bearswave.com. Bear, let's go back. You mentioned your divorce. You mentioned feeling unworthy to come to God. It took a long period of time. What would you say to someone who's going through a feeling of unworthiness right now in their situation?
It's the sweetest place to be.
Why?
Because we aren't worthy.
How someone says, how could you say that? Why would you say such a thing?
Suffering is the sweetest place to be because, you know, we're at the foot of the cross then. We're suffering with Jesus. And brokenness is the pathway to intimacy with God. Jesus said, "Blessed is the man who falls on the rock, for they shall be broken." There's a certain brokenness that we bring to the Lord. And Song of Solomon is such a beautiful scripture. Remember where he knocks on the door and she hesitates?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when she goes out, she waits. She waits. "Oh, I long for him whom my soul loves." And finally, when she goes out, she gets directed to the shepherd, you know, to Jesus, I guess you would say, a soul in love with Jesus. And then again, later on, he comes and knocks, and she hesitates again. And this time when he leaves her, she leaps up only seconds later, but he's already gone. And when she goes out this time, she gets beat up by the shepherds. And it's kind of like that point of us where God is saying, through the dark night, through the time when we're not experiencing God's presence, God is teaching us really to love him, not for what he does for us, but to love him just because of who he is. When we're early Christians, we have that honeymoon period. We experience God's love. We experience his consolations. We experience his presence. But some of the greatest saints that have ever lived went decades without experiencing the presence of God. They knew him. They had faith. They had hope. But there was that dark night of the soul that St. John of the Cross wrote about back in the 1500s. And that's this isn't a time of rejection by God. This is the sweetest time of God inviting you to just leave it all behind and get closer with him. All your agendas, every feeling of unworthiness, this is your chance to let that all just fall behind and draw closer to him.
Is it possible, Bear, for someone to experience intimacy with God, depth with God, apart from suffering?
I don't see how. Because, as we said earlier, being a Christian is dying to self, but alive to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sweet suffering. It can be a sweet suffering because in there, in the middle of all of that, there's the Lord. There's the presence of the Lord. And maybe sometimes you don't experience his presence, but you're leaning on him like John was, you know, at the Last Supper, or the beloved in Song of Solomon, her head's leaning against his chest.
Someone today is suffering the loss of a loved one.
Mm.
And by the mere fact of me saying that, mm-hmm. as they listen, their eyes begin to well up with tears and their heart begins to tremble. Words cannot express loss, even if they knew that person was ailing. Sometimes, you know, it's still a shock. And sometimes people pass in such a quick way that it is a shock. I mean, you can't get away from it. The feeling of loss, that raw feeling. Someone today, Bear, may be in a place where at one point their mind was sound, but they are confused, maybe feeling even disillusioned.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might even be feeling deranged at this moment. And with that comes all kinds of loneliness, fears, anxieties, lack of control even. Mm-hmm. So in that period of suffering, when things are low like that with loneliness, how can we experience the love of Christ?
You know, the image that comes to my mind when you talk about someone who's experienced a loss is, I think, of Mary at the foot of the cross. You know, it says that she pondered all these things in her heart. Through his life, she saw him growing and maturing and developing a keener and keener sense of who he was. And then she saw his persecutions. And then at the foot of the cross, can you imagine a mother watching her son die? Hmm. Not, you know, how much did she really know or understand? Probably by then she had some sort of understanding that there would be a resurrection. But can you imagine even Jesus on the cross? In his divinity, he was always united with God the Father, but in his humanity, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? So, in the midst of the confusion of suffering, all we can do is just lean on our faith. And more than faith, that's where hope is. You know, faith is just a belief in God. Hope is desiring what that faith holds in store for us. So when the cloud of confusion comes, and the great fog of weariness and loss of and despair comes, that's when hope will actually grow. That's when the seed will grow. And God is faithful to you even if you're not faithful to him. He is always faithful. So he believes in you enough to allow these times of suffering to come to you. He actually believes in you enough to allow this to happen as a means to draw you closer and closer to him. Everything is good to the man who is a man of virtue.
There is a tenderness in your voice from one whom you can feel he knows. He's not spewing theories. He's not spewing just high sayings or platitudes. But someone who knows and has lived, and that carries a lot. Substance. There is a weightiness to it in terms of gravity, gravitas. Bear shame. People struggle with shame when we fail, when we're down, when we don't have the means that we may have had or wished we had. And then it comes, there is a shame period on the spectrum of our emotions. And then there comes a point where it gets so far beyond that we are no longer ashamed mm-hmm. of shame. Mm-hmm. You're just, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's almost, it could be a stark indifference. I don't care what anybody thinks anymore. Sort of like, I love the way you use various references, biblical references, like blind Bartimaeus. Mm-hmm. The guy was past shame. Nobody could tell him to be quiet. He wouldn't be quiet because his only hope was in Christ. What would you say to someone who is kind of like in that place where, you know, I'm so down and out. My heart is wide open. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that person?
Well, there's two different things. There's guilt and there's shame. Guilt is what we feel when we're alone. Shame is when we're embarrassed. Our pride is hurt when we're in public, you know. And that shaming thing is something to, it is right to let it go. You know, what our only concern should be the guilt, or our only concern should be, have we transgressed God's love? That's all our only concern should be. You know, I'm in a very public situation in my surfing and in other ways, mm-hmm. and people will get jealous at me and they'll throw mud at me and see if it sticks. And I just tell the Lord, it doesn't matter to me. My reputation doesn't matter at all unless it matters to you. All I care about is you, Lord. And so, yeah, there is a point, like every surfers fall more than little children. You know, if we were going to be ashamed of falling, you shouldn't surf, because we fall more than toddlers do. We fall all the time. If we're not pushing our limits. So don't worry about what the world says. Don't worry about what Satan's agenda is, the pressures and the peer pressure around you. Just think about one thing, and that is to please the Lord. And guilt isn't there to stay with you forever. It's just a little reminder. It's a little twinge to get you back to the Lord, to repent, to recover, and just draw closer to him again.
I love the way you're able to convey the hope of Christ. when we come back from our break, Bear, would you be willing to pray for our listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray. Let's talk a little bit more in that our final segment. Bear Wozniak is whom you are listening to. A man of, he's been through life. He's been experienced the highs of accomplishments. He's achieved things that many, that most, don't even have the guts to try. But he's tried it. He's excelled. He's reached the pinnacles of his endeavors. But with that, there's a depth of love for people and love for God. His name, Bear Wozniak. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, it's not always that you get a chance to just sit with someone who has lived a life of adventure. And you know, these things are not taken lightly. They are it's skillfulness, it's calculating, it's intelligence. But then you gotta go out and do it, and that's where it takes courage and faith. I'm talking about none other than my dear guest today and friend Bear Wozniak. Bear has excelled as a tandem surfer, won the world championship. He is a skydiver, a pilot. He has pedaled his bicycle long distances. I'm not talking about like 26 miles. I'm talking about coast to coast across the United States. And I'm glad you're listening to us today because he's here, here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Again, Bear Wozniak. He's the author of a book, Deep in the Wave, A Surfing Guide to the Soul. Well, it's just a beautifully designed book and a book of great depth. In fact, sometimes, you know, if you've ever been interested in writing, or maybe whatever, in athletics or whatever, you come to a point where you run out of energy. You run out of yourself. You run out of ideas. But here, at that point, is when the supernatural distillation of God's insights, wisdom, begins to barrage you, and you become like a conduit with fingers on the keys or a hand on a pen, and it flows out. And this is what you have here in this book, Deep in the Wave. Bear Walls, you can find it at bearswave.com. That's bearswave.com. Or check it out at amazon.com. You can get it from there.
It's available on audible.com because I love to... I listen to books. I probably listen to 2 or 3 books a week when I'm working out, when I'm doing my beach workouts. So a lot of people don't like to sit, like they're like me, ADHD to the max. I can't sit still. I love to listen on Audible, and of course it's available on Kindle and Nook and iBooks and all of that too.
Hey, talking about adventures, you've got something coming up.
We're really excited about this.
Tell us about that.
You know, my TV series, Clean Break, it's on Fox Fuel TV. I'm going out to Las Vegas this week to meet with the producer. We go out there and we actually go to the big smoke-in, the Cigar Aficionado smoke-in, and I get my cigars. It's like little children running around getting, after Halloween, we go around and there's 34 different cigar makers. And I consider my cigars my solitude makers because I'll sit down at the beach at night about 5:30 to watch the sunset, and it keeps people away from me. You know, it's also, I think of it as incense to the Lord, but it keeps people away from me. And I have my 2 or 3 hour prayer and study time at the beach because iPads are so beautiful. I can, you know, there's light there. And I just call my solitude makers. It drives everybody away. And we have this TV series called Clean Break, which I kind of shared with Peter Isaacson, the executive producer, years ago. I said, you know, I want to bring men out to Hawaii and put them through an adventure. And then, and not just the adventures, but a transformational experience. Kind of like where they get to their breaking point to have their breakthrough. And then like 2 years later, he goes, we're coming out. We're doing it. We're doing Clean Break. And it was on Fox Fuel. But the real heart that I wanted wasn't just transformational. I wanted to do a Christian retreat. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it on January 7th through the 10th. We're bringing men coming out to Hawaii and people in Hawaii too. And if the men have a son that they'd like to bring, as long as he's over 14, come. And we're going to be going surfing. We're going to be going down in a shark cage. We might push people out of an airplane. But the whole idea is the best perspectives you get in life are kind of – it's true. The best views you have are from the edge of a cliff. Mm-hmm. Every night I have this beautiful view of the sunset because I'm on the edge of the beach. So we're going to push people over the edge and help them get a perspective on life. And we're going to be developing – after each adventure, we're going to talk about one of the 7 virtues. You know.
So if someone wants to connect with you on that.
They can go to bearswave.com or email me at bear. It's bear at bearswave.com. Yeah, we're really, we're going to film it too, by the way. Okay. We're going to have a video. We may end up doing some sort of a Christian documentary or something like that. Yeah, we're excited about it.
Again, you can find out more about that at bearswave.com. Bear, tandem surfing. How does that relate with your relationship with Christ?
It's so interesting because I think of it as, first of all, tandem surfing is a visceral experience. It's interesting because when a man is surfing, tandem surfing, it brings out the very best in his nature. His nature is to demonstrate his prowess, his agility, his alertness, his skill, his ability to lift a woman and protect her. Is kind of built into us. And then the woman, she displays her beauty and her grace and her agility and her ability to trust in the man because she really has to trust in him. Actually, we trust in each other. Mm-hmm. But the woman really has to flow with what the man is doing. I mean, the man is in the back. He's doing the surfing. He's saying when to lift and what lift to do because he's the one who's got his feet on the ground. She has to really, on the board when she does lifts, she has to just lock it in and wait for his signal to come down. And so it's a real radical thing, I think, first of all, for a man and a woman to do that on a surfboard. It kind of unlocks some of the way God has made us as men and women, the different natures that are there. But a woman on the board, to me, is a beautiful picture of the soul in love with Jesus. And the man is a beautiful illustration of Jesus. Mm-hmm. When we're paddling in, it's kind of, you know, first of all, just to paddle out from the shore, the very first lesson you have to learn spiritually is detachment. God wants us to detach from, you know, even Jesus said, you know, you've got to love me and hate your mother. And you know what I mean? There was such a dramatic thing of you have to despise the things of the world or the callings or the drawings and of the world and just desire Christ. So when you turn your back on the Ina and you paddle out into the water, what's interesting is on the Ina, if you look back, all the buildings, like in Waikiki right now, there's always construction going on. You look at the land and it's changing constantly, but the ocean, which represents the abyss of God's love, the depth of God's love, it never changes. Mm-hmm. So you have this moment of detachment and you paddle out and then you wait for the wave. You're looking out. You're not looking back. Those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. You know, there's that building up of trust and patience. And then when you turn and paddle for a wave, it's really a lot like prayer. You're paddling in.
Wow. Speaking of prayer, Bear, we've got just a couple minutes left. Yeah. I'm wondering, we talked about, you know, trusting, faith, loneliness, people that may be going through a rough time right now. In light of that beautiful analogy that you just described, could you pray for our dear listener at this particular time? Just please.
I'm going to pray with my eyes closed, so you got to tell me when this
time. All right,
I tend to. Lord Jesus, we just invite your presence into our hearts. Wherever we find ourselves, maybe we're driving, maybe we're alone, maybe we're weary, maybe we have a problem with drugs or alcohol, maybe we're worried about a loved one, our finances, our job, co-workers, our conditions, where we live. Lord, we just surrender all of that to you, because all we really desire, God, is you. And we just pray, Father, that you would, especially the one most need of your mercy right now, that your love would just overflow and that they would experience that peace that passes understanding. There's that peace that comes after a great war, and you've won that war, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And there's that peace that comes when everything is in order, when everything is formed and put in its place and things are going well, and you can bring order into our lives. But Lord, there's that peace that passes understanding, which is just the love of the Father for the Son, the love of Jesus for his Father, the presence of the Holy Spirit. When you said, my peace I give you, my peace I breathe upon you, mm-hmm. and you breathe the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, I just pray that you would breathe that love you have for the Father into the hearts of everyone that's listening, that we would open up our hearts and surrender all that we are to you, Jesus, to ask you to just come in and flood our soul, that you would roll away that stony heart, just like the stone that was rolled away when you were resurrected. Mm. And you would just fill our soul with your presence. We love you, Jesus, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all of our mind. Amen.
Amen. Bear, it's been a privilege indeed, brother, to have you here with me, with us. And may the Lord continue to bless you.
Ask for everyone's prayers.
Expand your territory, expand the borders, your capacity for reach. For you have a heart for men and a heart for people, that people will come to know the Lord. Thank you, Bear, for being with us.
Thank you, Danny. Aloha.
I hope that you have been moved by the insights of adventure from our guest today, Bear Woznik. To find out more, go to bearswave.com. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation just for you. And to help us with your financial support, you want to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Bear Woznik. Find out more at bearswave.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.